Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
In the studio with us this morning, Michelle Fortune, CEO of St. Luke's Hospital down in Columbus. Michelle, great to have you here with us.
Oh, great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So you're the CEO of St. Luke's. Tell us, we were talking off mic a minute ago, and you were telling me St. Luke's is celebrating 90 years in November.
That's correct. So in November of this year, we'll celebrate our 90th year. 90 years ago, Drs. Palmer and Jervey came up to the mountains to start a hospital and care for patients. So it's quite the incredible story of a small hospital that has survived so many years in a rural community, caring for neighbors and friends.
So speak to that to a certain degree, because it's not often that we do see these small hospitals. Many times they get swallowed up by larger medical facilities. So how does that work?
Absolutely. I think St. Luke's is a bit of a unicorn, no doubt. It's a locally owned hospital, so independent. They have a board that is a volunteer board of trustees, people from the local community of all types of backgrounds and experience. They've made a lot of really smart decisions over the years. Part of that was a number of years ago, they decided to become a critical access hospital.
Okay. And what does that mean exactly?
Well, that designation is from the federal government, and you certainly do have to be far enough from other health care facilities that you are designated critical to people's health and life. It does place some limits on you in terms of size. We're a 25-bed hospital, and that is because of our designation. But it also helps you on the side of government payers. You are able to receive some return monies for some of your cost. Certainly not all of them, but that helps hospitals like ours survive in these days and times. The other thing that the board did that was really, really a smart decision was they decided that they needed to have some kind of connection with a larger national company, but they did not really want to be owned. And so what they did is they paid a management fee to Atrium Health, a larger system that used to be known as Carolina's Healthcare System, a number of years ago. And that gave them some things that small hospitals often don't have, some buying power, for example, to buy supplies at prices of much, much larger healthcare systems when we're just a small hometown hospital in a small community.
You know, you speak about being a small hometown hospital, but when you really think about it, when you just think about the area we're talking about there in Columbus and Tryon, you know, you've got Spartanburg over on one side, and then you got to come all the way up to Hendersonville or Asheville.
That's right.
So I imagine the services offered are very, very important.
Very important. And I think people are often surprised about the care that we give at St. Luke's. We have an ICU. We have a full service emergency department, radiology that performs nuclear medicine. We have MRI. We have CT. We've got an infusion center. And I think people are always astounded by that we can provide their cancer care and treatments, as well as a host of other infusions just close to home if they need to get blood transfusions or long-term antibiotic therapy. We're so easy to get in and out, so they're not going to a really large facility and losing their way and trying to figure out where they are. They can get really exceptional care close to home.
And that really does seem like a lot of services for a 25-bed hospital.
Absolutely. I think people drive from all over for our orthopedic care. We've got world-class orthopedic care there. Mm-hmm. We provide not only total joint replacement, but a host of sports medicine and other surgeries, as well as hand and upper extremity surgery. I think the other thing that people are often surprised by is our physical therapy and rehabilitation department. It is exceptional. We provide services for lymphedema. We've got a host of occupational and speech therapy care. We even give aquatic therapy, and that's pretty incredible for a facility our size.
Yeah.
So people are astounded when they walk in this small facility and find out all of the services that we provide. I think the other thing that we probably provide to the community that's so important is we have a 10-bed geropsych unit. So for senior adults who are having some sort of mental illness or issue, we provide an inpatient service for that care. And that is pretty important. We receive numerous referrals on a monthly basis, and we stay fairly full. Mental health is certainly a crisis in this country, and
yes,
we are doing our part to care for patients.
Just to remind our listeners, we're speaking with Michelle Fortune. She's the CEO of St. Luke's Hospital in Columbus and Tryon. We were talking about the uniqueness of the hospital itself.
Yeah.
You're also rather unique yourself, as we were talking off mic. You're the CEO of St. Luke's, but you started out as a nurse.
I did. 27 years ago, I graduated from nursing school and certainly never thought that I'd find myself as a suit behind a desk. So you see me out and about a lot. I feel very comfortable in scrubs, probably more so than a business suit. And I think over the years, first hospital I led was in Texas, and I think people find it unique that a nurse has transitioned into the business world. I think it brings a lot of benefit to have a nurse in that senior leader role at your facility, because you don't have to explain to me what it's like to care for a patient. I've worked at the bedside. I've worked third shift. I've worked the call schedule. And so I understand and know what it's like to care for patients. And truly, that's the most important thing for me, is to make sure that whoever is on that operating room table or in that patient bed, that we're caring for them like I would want to be cared for, or I'd want my mother cared for.
Absolutely. But then also to make sure that you're caring for those caregivers as well.
Absolutely.
And knowing that you've been in those shoes.
Absolutely. And I think we spend a lot of time trying to understand how we can make the workflow easier. It's a difficult role to be a nursing assistant or a nurse, or to work in the laboratory or be a rad tech, work in the ED. Those are jobs that oftentimes you are in a high-stress environment. You're caring for people's lives, and the responsibility of that weighs on you. So we spend a lot of time trying to find out from our caregivers how we can help them have a balanced life and how we can just make them enjoy their job.
So as CEO of St. Luke's Hospital, and I know you've not been there a very long time, but what do you see some upcoming opportunities that St. Luke's can take advantage of?
Absolutely. I think we're really working to grow in general surgery. We have a brand new general surgeon that is joining us September the 5th. He's been practicing on the coast of North Carolina. And I think for us, that represents a launch of many, many procedures that we have not formerly offered to the community, as well as an opportunity for us to have a physician that's working there in the community every day and providing services that people need, everything from screening colonoscopies and gastroscopies all the way to focused breast surgery for women who may have a concern found on a mammography or other item. We'll be doing certainly things like appendectomies and removal of gallbladders, but we may be exploring with him opening some new services like vein procedures that we haven't done before. So we're excited to expand our services. The other thing that we've done is we've launched a clinic in Saluda with Dr. Lisa Broyles, and I think that has been very successful in terms of providing access for patients that have not had access to care like she provides. She's an integrative medicine physician, and I think I heard her speak the other night. We had an event in Tryon, and she shared with people. She said, "My goal is to make sure that I can care for you and get you to health if possible without using medication." And that's really attractive to people to find out, how can I become well using diet, nutrition therapy, a host of things that might involve herbal supplements or otherwise. How do I live well without taking pharmaceutical drugs if possible? And she's just an incredible provider, and we're so lucky that she's joined the St. Luke's Network. She also has a mid-level provider with her, Joshi Dimple, now, and Joshi's taking new patients as well. So that practice is excited to grow and expand.
I imagine it's difficult in your situation to want to continue to increase services. You want to do as much as you possibly can, yet at the same time you have the uniqueness of it being a small hospital.
And you got to
manage that growth.
We do. We have to manage the growth. For any healthcare institution nowadays, finances are always a challenge. I think for us in particular, being small and being a facility that is in an older building, obviously when you upgrade, it's very, very costly. So we're always managing that balance between how do you grow, but how do you maintain the finances so that you're around to celebrate your 100 years right. or your 125. You know, I think for us, our foundation has been really important for that. So we have St. Luke's Foundation that is there to help people with estate planning or giving. And we remind people, you know, a gift of any size is important for a hospital like ours if they want to see healthcare continue in this area. In an independent hospital, it's important that they give. We have lots of events coming up in September. We'll have our Ache Around the Lake right. where folks will be running and hopefully not be in need of any healthcare
exactly,
afterwards.
Exactly.
But they'll be doing that to raise money for St. Luke's. So we're always amazed at how supportive the community is of us, and we're so appreciative of that. We like to thank people every chance that we get.
Well, we certainly appreciate St. Luke's as well and some of the support you've given, not only with our radio station, but some of the efforts that we have with our nonprofits around here
yeah.
also. St. Luke's has been a good friend for us, too. Michelle Fortune, CEO of St. Luke's Hospital in Columbus and Tryon. Any last thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners about St. Luke's?
Yeah, I mean, I would just say any time that you're in a healthcare facility, please don't forget to say thanks to those people that are providing care, doctors, nurses, technicians, the folks that are from environmental services that come in to clean your room. They certainly are there to take care of you, but it means so much for it to come from a patient when a patient says, wow, thank you for what you did for me. The life-saving stories that we hear every week, every day at St. Luke's, I think we always try to circle those back to our team mm-hmm. when a patient comes through and they need stabilizing care so that we can get them transferred to a higher level of care and we've saved their life because they were having a heart attack. Those are the stories that get a lot of publicity, but sometimes it's just the caregiver that comes in your room and holds your hand when you're scared or sits down and says, what else can we do for you right now? If you don't like this food, can we get you a grilled cheese instead? you know, those are the stories sometimes that really mean the most. The yeah. little things really matter. So just a thank you goes a long way. And we thank all of you for supporting us, too.
That's a great message, Michelle. Thank you so much.
That's
Once
great.
Again, Michelle Fortune, CEO of St. Luke's Hospital, now celebrating 90 years coming up in November.